After months of teasing her little monsters into a frothy fury, Lady Gaga finally dropped her new single, Born This Way, making an explosion on the internet. On its first day, the song shot up to number one in 21 countries. It's the fastest-selling song in the history of iTunes.
During the Grammy Awards, Lady Gaga said she thought of singer Whitney Houston when she wrote the song, but is she just putting us all on? The song has the same chords, structure, and melodies as Express Yourself, so how could it be anything but an homage to Madonna?
What's with the red herring? Is it cryptomnesia, a form of subconscious plagiarism, or has Lady Gaga struck a secret deal with the Material Girl?
If Madonna did get ripped off, then karma strikes again, since Madonna was accused of the same thing when she released the same song 20 years ago. Joining us today is our gal pal Tracy Tyler to discuss Gaga, the Egyptian Revolution, and a gay cruise aboard the drug boat.
We think it's perfectly fine for songs to build on other songs. As Cher sang in her heyday, the beat goes on, la-di-da-di-da, history has turned the page, Lady Gaga is now the rage. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. And the beat goes on, do 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 do. And the beat goes on, do 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 do. History has turned the page. Lady Gaga is the new rage. If you can't listen, Mark, you can't snap to the beat, don't try.
I was snapping to the beat, wasn't I?
No.
I can never figure out the beat. I was horrible at the triangle.
Yeah. It's just usually ask you to sing on the beats.
Really? Sing on the beats? Yeah. Sing on the beats. Maybe I need some more vodka and I can sing on the beats.
I could sing on the beats, dude. Why are we singing Cher goes, well, if you listen to the introduction, is because Cher sang in her heyday, the beat goes on, la-di-da-di-da, history has turned the page, and I added, Lady Gaga is now all the rage. Lady Gaga is the most popular musician right now. Her on February 11th, the day that she released Born This Way, it shot up to number one in 21 countries, making it the fastest selling song in the entire history of the iTunes Music Store. And at the same time has sparked a controversy over originality because the song is a half step lower than Madonna's Express Yourself.
What do you mean by half step for people that aren't musically inclined?
So the music notes, do, re, mi, fa. Let's start at the very beginning, kids.
Do.
A deer, a female deer. Okay. So do, re, fa, the notes, a full step is from do to re. A half step is do, do, do. So it's like the from the white to the black note.
Okay.
Is the easiest way to explain that. Lady Gaga's.
Oh, like on the keyboard.
Lady Gaga's Born This Way is a half step lower than Madonna's Express Yourself, but they're exactly the same chord structure and has very similar melodies. And so people are you know, sounding the alarm that Madonna and Lady Gaga's song are identical. And today we have an amazing guest, Tracy Tyler, who just a week ago sang the melody to Born, the lyrics to Born This Way with Air Supplies. What was the song was that?
The Feel.
I'm all out of love.
So we were in the right decade.
Yeah, we were in the right decade. Well, you know, it wasn't only All Out of Love. You sang it as Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves for Cher. And
I was born this way. The people of the scene.
We knew it was going to be a copy off of some 80s song. We just didn't
know. How did we know that? We just knew it.
Instinctively. Because I was hit by lightning and I'm a psychic tranny.
You know what it is, though? Yeah, homophobia and prejudice. Mm-hmm. The it's like a magnet taking your psychic compass off by about a decade.
But it was only 5 years. Yeah. She was off.
And you know those psychics, they can never pinpoint the exact. It's always in the ballpark.
It's in that ballpark somewhere around there.
And that's me.
When you guys first heard the song, let's talk about February 11th. Mm-hmm. I'm going to
keep doing that.
September.
It's BTW Day.
BTW Day.
Born This Way.
Yes. Day. Born This Way Day.
Born This Way Day.
We will never forget what happened on February 11th.
When you first heard it. Where were you?
Where were you? What were you doing?
The song was released and I loved it.
Well, I mean, what happened? Talk about it. Talk about your initial response.
Okay.
How did you first hear it?
Actually, I didn't hear it on the day that it was released.
Oh.
Even though I got a whole bunch of messages saying, have you heard it? Have you heard it? I actually didn't hear it until I was driving yesterday from my Valentine's brunch
with my Bobo.
And we were driving and I heard it on the radio and I had to call you and I was like, that is so Madonna's song that is like Express Yourself. It's like I started singing Express Yourself during.
You can't help but sing Express Yourself.
It's like, okay, what is going on there?
Well, I heard it on the 11th. I woke up and the Fausto had already blogged it. He must have gotten up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I knew that it was going to be on the radio at 6 a.m. I set my alarm. I got up. Thank you, listeners. And I immediately knew that somebody was going to record it and put it on SoundCloud, which is kind of the audio equivalent of YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they put it up on SoundCloud. Like there was like 40 copies of it instantly.
Oh, my God.
And so I took the best quality one and put it on our site. And throughout the whole morning, like people were like, oh, my God, Born This Way sounds just like Madonna. What was interesting, Joe Fitzrick said that it sounds like the theme to Beverly Hills 90210 that had a very 80s inspired. What is
I don't remember that theme song at all.
Sounds like the intro to an 80s movie starring Kim Cattrall, Helen Slater, and Andrew McCarthy.
Hmm. What movie was that?
I used to say it's a fantasy movie.
It's a fantasy movie. The sounds of Lady Gaga's Born This Way has a lot of 8-bit sounds, which reference the 1980s when a lot of synthesizer music first started like making it onto the charts.
Well, that's all big back now. Like, you know, a lot of artists now are trying to capture that 80s sound again, you know?
The MIDI sound.
Yeah.
Now, it is a rip off of Born This Way.
The chord progression and even the melody. Her melody is so very similar to it. Mm-hmm. And I sang, then I heard it again later that day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I started singing the Madonna song with it. And it matches up measure for measure.
Why don't we do this little experiment here?
Okay.
I have the lyrics here to Express Yourself. So go for You Don't Need Diamond Rings. And I'm going to sing Lady Gaga's Born This Way, and we're going to try to do the best we can. Mark, do not try to clap to the beat. Okay.
Aww. Where is this at? Where do I start at?
You don't need
diamond rings or 18 karat gold.
But pick a melody.
Fancy cars and that go very fast. That's the melody, right?
Yeah, but you're
going too
slow.
You're
getting pitchy.
Oh, I'm going too slow. Mm-hmm. You don't need diamond rings or 18 karat gold.
Okay, now let me sing here. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars.
Express Yourself.
Fancy cars that go very fast. You know you never get last. No, no.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. No, you're singing high for me. Okay, go to the chorus.
Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to the test. You know you got to make him express how it feels. And then you'll know your love is real.
I'm beautiful in my way, cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. And that is...
Let's do it together.
Okay, ready? But you got to sing a little bit lower because you're singing way out of my range. I'm beautiful in my way because God make no mistakes.
Put your love on the right track,
baby. I was born this way. Don't hide yourself and regret
how it feels and then you make it.
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Okay, maybe it's not the same song.
Is it the same song or is it not the same
song? It is totally the same song.
Did Lady Gaga pay Madonna?
I don't think that Madonna made a deal with Lady Gaga's record album. But there's a word that's popular, that's used to be used all a lot, is cryptomnesia. And the word is that when you hear something so much, and it becomes part of your subconscious mind, and people, creative people, because Lady Gaga can come up with amazing music, no doubt about that. She has the skills to write amazing songs. But subconsciously, maybe she was feeling the pressure to come up with a new hit. And she says she wrote the song in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. She said on Anderson Cooper.
The lyrics.
And I'm sure the rest of the song was hammered out in an afternoon.
She wrote it in 10 minutes after listening to Madonna's greatest hits.
So I would say that it is possible to do this. And there's a legal precedent that was also been set by Madonna herself.
What?
Because this song, Express Yourself, references another song, Respect Yourself.
What are the lyrics to that?
Well, it's an R&B song, so it's mostly just the phrase respect yourself, mm-hmm. but respect yourself, na 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 na, respect yourself, na 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 na, and it's exactly the same thing as express yourself, hey, hey. So it's Madonna 20 years ago when she released Respect Yourself in 1989 in her album. She was criticized for stealing a lot of melody riffs from R&B artists. And even, you know, when she released the album Vogue, the video for it, she was also criticized of not paying money to borrow the dance moves from African-American gay men in the house.
The ball scene. In New York.
In New York, even though she had actually hired some of them to actually consult for Voguing.
Madonna, that was one good thing about Madonna is that she went in the 80s, she was very tuned into the underground society, and she brought that to mainstream, and that was kind of her little niche of stuff that she did in Voguing and that whole ballroom thing. That was all one of her most brilliant things that she did was to bring that.
But she was criticized for it, though.
Well, she was criticized
like Lady Gaga is too, for appropriating something and then presenting it as her own.
Well, you know what's good about Lady Gaga is that she publicly says, yeah, she studied all these artists, the David Bowie and Iggy Stardust and stuff, and that's where like her earlier makeup came from, where she painted the triangles on her face and stuff. I mean, that's so Iggy Stardust.
Ziggy Stardust. Madonna's brother, Christopher Ciccone, who they don't get along too well, he tweeted on the day that the song was released, February 11th. All I can say is, what the fuck? It sounds like Express Yourself. I can't believe it, to tell you the truth.
You know what's amazing, though, too, is that there's a lot of people, and you'll see it on the Facebook and all the other places, and people are saying it sounds absolutely nothing alike. And I'm just like,
what?
We were in a gay bar on February 11th, and we asked some gay men standing next to us who were pretty drunk, and asked them, what'd you think about it? And they were like, they said that a saying or accusing Lady Gaga of borrowing either consciously or unconsciously, or even making a deal with Madonna to use Express Yourself, is an attack on Lady Gaga and an attack on gay rights.
Yes. An attack on people as individuals.
Okay, so let me say this, all right? So, like, a lot of people now do parodies on songs, and that's copy. They don't have to pay copyright from that as long as they change the lyrics. So
a parody is expected and acknowledged that it is a referencing parody, of an original source. Here, this song is being passed as an original composition. Mm-hmm. That's a difference. So legally, I don't know if Lady Gaga just saying, we'll see if she sues me, it'll be great publicity, or I think that.
What? And you know what? She has so much money, she'll probably just say, okay, well, I'll just give you a cut, you know?
Well, or else it was just like, you know, they made a deal and we just don't know about it. The thing is, though, that I don't see how somebody can listen to this song and say that they're not similar. They're denying. They're like, no, it's completely different. And I really think that some people just hear things completely differently than you or I. You know, that one half step note is enough to make it completely different to them in their mind. Because you know how some people are tone deaf?
Yeah.
Or some people like this kind of music or that kind of music?
I just can't believe that. Mm-hmm. I just think that first of all, they probably don't know the Madonna song. Mm-hmm. They're not our age group.
That's the other thing. Let's get real. This song's 22 years old.
Right.
1989 it came out.
So that's 22 years ago. And so most of Gaga's fan base wasn't even alive when that song
exactly.
came out.
Exactly.
You know, this is what kind of reminds me of my brothers and sisters when they would rub it in my face. We went to Disney World. It was great. It was before you were born. and does the, you know, this is another interesting thing I was reflecting on. Madonna's Express Yourself, which is in the active voice,
mm-hmm.
which is telling LGBT people, her audience, to take action and speak their mind, but also to make whoever they are visible by expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some could say choosing or acting gay.
Well, the whole thing
versus,
about...
let me finish here, though. Or versus being born this way, which is in the passive voice, which is accepting who you are on the inside, because dressing up like Lady Gaga is something that you were born to do.
Well, the whole thing about that Express Yourself song is that that's kind of Lady Gaga's whole viewpoint and whole perspective is, you know, she's just expressing herself, you know?
Well, it's kind of the thing that I guess just my intuition, my feeling of it is it's expressing yourself is a very powerful statement. When it's kind of when you're doing
speak
something.
Speak your mind.
Speak your mind. When you're just being like, I was born this way, it's kind of like... It's not active, like you said. It's just the way I am.
Well, and maybe, you know, for every generation needs a different message. Maybe in the age of where we can easily express ourselves mm-hmm. online, on Facebook, on Twitter, maybe the message that we need to hear is not necessarily express yourself, but shut the fuck up and listen to what I have to say.
And that's why you're listening to Feast of Fun.
Well, let's break it down. Like, okay, I was born this way, and like, I don't understand, like, when you... Okay, when is it just me, but when you read the lyrics, it sounds like a trans, like, anthem.
It is
know?
A trans anthem. Don't be a trans. Just be a queen.
Because trans people think that, you know, they were born in the wrong body and that they need to transition and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Like, do gay people think that? Like, do gay people think, like, they... Well, I know they know well, that they were born this way. Mm-hmm. They were born gay. But like, how does that relate to Gaga? Like she, like... That's what... You know what... That's
I appreciate
kind of
what Lady Gaga has to say because
she acts like, oh, I was such a nerd. She's got like a rockin' body and she's gorgeous. And
yeah, but if you look at pictures of when she was younger, she did kind of look nerdy. And that's the thing, though.
So did a lot of stars.
Exactly. And a lot of people, it's like when you grow up, you're awkward, you're weird, you feel strange, you feel disenfranchised. And it's not until you grow up and that you feel comfortable with who you are that you can express yourself better and just feel fabulous.
And I think it's about being asset oriented. Mm-hmm. About focusing on the positive of what something is as opposed, you know, don't be a drag, meaning don't focus on the negative, be a queen, focus on what's precious, like a diamond, like a jewel that's inside you. That's no one can take away from you, that is put into your DNA. She actually has the lyrics at the very end of the song is like, we're all the same DNA. Mm. She's like whispering it out, like she's sending some secret code. When Lady Gaga won the award for Best Pop Vocal Album for The Fame Monster, standing on the stage with her management team and all her people around her, she thanked not Madonna, not Michael Jackson, or even David Bowie, who she often has been compared to and borrowed heavily from. She thanked Whitney Houston. What crack was she smoking with Whitney that was that good to make her throw everybody else aside for Whitney Houston? Do you think that Born This Way and its impact on culture inspired President Mubarak from Egypt to resign? Because he resigned on the same day.
A resounding yes.
You
absolutely.
Think so? Why?
Without a doubt. Well, because doesn't, you know, Gaga, I think she controls the Illuminati now. And doesn't the Illuminati figure out who's like in charge of what country?
Oh, I think there's so much uproar right now mm-hmm. in that country. And so they don't even know that Lady Gaga came out with a new song.
No, they don't. No.
I think I saw some people like dressing up like Lady Gaga and doing those protests. Because you know, Lady Gaga wears those burkas. You know, so Maybe they're like, they see themselves reflected on
her.
Did you see somebody posted, who was it on? Moto David posted on Feast of Fun, Lady Gaga's comment on the Egyptian Revolution. And it's all these wonderful guys because they wore all sorts of crazy things to protect themselves from getting hit by stuff. They had pots and pans on their head.
One guy even took hot dog buns duct taped them, or package taped them into his head, which physically made him look like President Mubarak.
And so Lady Gaga's comment was those brilliant bastards, because like these people have pots and pans, they've got bottles, they've got you know, concrete on them, because they don't want to get hit by anything.
Well, that's the so funny thing is that the whole revolution, you know, my friend, I have a friend in Egypt that I chat with online just about every day, and he, you know, that's the weird thing is that they went out into the street with no weapons or anything because they can't get a hold of weapons. They don't have weapons like we have here, like weapon, like go to a gun store and stuff. And I was like, well, what are you fighting with? Like, and he goes, a pen knife. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, you need something else. And he's like, tomorrow I'm going to bring a stick.
You know what I'm like, these rocks are like and sticks. If I were him, I'd capture one of those king cobras that they have there and I'd use that as a weapon.
I should just have told him that.
The fangs on you. And then
I want the listeners to go to the website right now, feastoffun.com, and weigh in on your thoughts on Lady Gaga's Born This Way. Is it, you know, is it cryptomnesia that subconsciously she was referencing to Madonna? I think personally, it's okay to do this. Like, it's perfectly legitimate. It's done all the time. Madonna did it herself with Express Herself. So Madonna doesn't really have a leg to stand on in terms of suing somebody else for doing what she was guilty of and that she got away with 20 years ago.
Now, as somebody who really likes to get people's goat and somebody who really likes to taunt people and to tease them, you know, for fun, is I really think that the, Lady Gaga is doing that. She's teasing the audience. She's teasing the people. Because let's talk about her performance at the Grammys tonight.
Which was fantastic.
Which was fantastic. Yes. And when she came out, so she wore this like kind of yellowish latex. And when I first saw it, after she popped out of the egg, by the way, which was brilliant to begin with.
Egg was like a translucent egg, and she was carried into
A leader.
Like a queen, like an Egyptian queen, and referencing Egypt there, into the Grammy Awards inside her egg, and the paparazzi, the photographers out there, could see that she's like sweating inside this egg, very much like This Is Spinal Tap when they were like coming out of eggs.
And they're begging her to come out of the eggs. And one of the people, Moto David, also wrote something really wonderful about the egg, is they're like begging her, come out of the egg, come out of the egg, come out of the egg.
Hatch.
And what did he write? Also, the photographers kept yelling for her to open the egg because they couldn't see her. She's more intimately aware that she's in an egg than you are. She must be there for a reason, and she'll friggin' hatch when she decides to.
Exactly.
So when she did hatch, so she came out in this latex kind of outfit with this hat, and I was just like, what does that remind me of? It looks kind of 80s, like a Joan, and I was like, it's like Dick Tracy. It was like a Dick Tracy outfit.
Yeah, the hat was like this old-fashioned kind of... You know, like 40s hat.
And then she took the hat off, and what did she have underneath it?
A Madonna ponytail!
What era was that? Was that from Express Yourself?
That was from Blonde Ambition Tour. It was the exact same hair that Madonna wore during the Blonde Ambition Tour.
Yeah, so it was a little fluffier.
The only thing was missing was African-American backup dancers and staccato Vogue dance moves. Mm. But otherwise, it was definitely an homage to it, you know. Mm-hmm. So
she needed the cone boob, the cone bra.
That would have been a little too overt. She's kind of saying with that detective outfit, figure it out for yourselves, because I'm not telling just yet.
Yeah, because even the coat that she had, she had this long yellow trench coat, and she took it off, and there was she had that latex thing, and she put it on at the end.
Mm-hmm. Madonna's kind of like the Carmen Sandiego of popular culture. Like, you figure out where my sources come from. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's sort of like that Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. Mm-hmm. It was always burning since the world's been turning, or Cher, the beat goes on, that sometimes these songs do inspire people to either research about LGBT liberation and gay rights, or to research about culture that's important to LGBT people. This is not the first time, by the way, that that a musician has released a song "Born This Way" in reference to accepting sexual orientation or gender orientation. In 1975, there was a woman named Bunny Jones who was an R&B writer, and she owned a chain of beauty salons in Harlem, in New York. And this was about 6 years after the Stonewall riots. And to support her gay clients and employees, she wrote a song, "Born This Way," which disco singer Valentino used to professionally come out as a gay man with the song. The song that year became a number one hit in London, and we're going to play it for you here on today's Feast of Fun. It's not Lady Gaga's "Born This Way," but this might be an interesting song for you. This is Valentino's "Born This Way," a number one hit that is long forgotten, but we'd like to draw some attention to it again.
I'm walking through life in angels' disguise. You laugh at me, you criticize. Just because I'm happy, I'm carefree, and I'm gay. Yes, I'm gay. Tainted approach to the fact I was born this way. You call me strange, 'cause you don't understand. God's a role for me. Yeah, life's overall plan. Oh yes, I'm happy, I'm carefree, and I'm gay. Yes, I'm gay. Tainted approach to the fact I was born this way. Now I won't judge you, and don't you judge me. We're all the way nature meant us to be. Just human beings born to be free. I can't be you and you can't be me. Tainted approach to the fact. Tainted approach to the fact. Tainted approach to the fact.
So that is Valentino from 1975, "Born This Way," that was later re-recorded by Carl Bean for Motown used in the film Another Gay Movie.
I loved it. So
Lady Gaga,
great voice.
Living in New York City and knowing all these people, and certainly this song was part of a soundtrack of a major motion picture just that was a couple of years ago. It's very understandable that she would be familiar with the concept of being born this way, and this landmark song in 1975. To me, there's no stretch of imagination to say that Lady Gaga is referencing Valentino's "Born This Way" and also Madonna's "Express Yourself," and is a fantastic thing. I love Lady Gaga's new song. I bought it immediately. It's on my iPhone. I play it all the time.
Well, also don't forget "Born This Way" that was performed by Terry Lavelle, and it's an Ashford and Simpson song. And
well, that's a different person.
That's a different person. This is another song.
This guy, and we'll play that at the end of the show, but I was going to save it, is this guy, Lady Gaga's music is kind of like iPods, that they create another industry into themselves, like iPod accessories are an industry. And this musician, Terry Lavelle, released his own song on February the 11th in order to attract the people who are searching naturally on YouTube for "Born This Way." And it's a fantastic song.
It is. And one of the best lyrics is, "Don't put me down, don't be mean, give me the crown and call me queen."
Hey! Hey, girl!
I was born this way. I'm happy, I'm carefree, and I'm gay. Born this way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Grammys. So we saw some of it, because we had to tape this during the Grammys towards the end of it.
Can I say that Lady Gaga is doing exactly what I wanted some pop star and fashion icon to do with latex, which is popularize it, make it classy, make it sassy, and make it so that people want to use it regardless of whether or not they're wanting to practice safer sex. in order to protect themselves.
I think you're reading into that.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think that's a very conscious thing.
Condom couture.
Condom couture, honey.
I think the reason why they were in latex is because she was trying to give the impression that they were in their birthday suits because
they were naked.
They were born this way because it was flesh colored. It was like a yellowy, like peachy color. Mm. And so I think they looked, when they took off their clothes, they looked naked.
They could have used gauze. They could have been... They could have been naked. They could have used bodysuits. They chose to use a specific recognizable material that's latex rubber.
I don't think they could have been naked on national television.
Well, they were using like pasties and stuff to hide the fact that they were naked. But I think that definitely the latex is a subconscious message to her LGBT audience that suffers from conditions of catching STDs. Sexually transmitted diseases is wrap it up, use some condom, not because necessarily it protects you, but because it's classy and fabulous.
And also, too, let's remember, I mean, gay men love Lady Gaga, but let's really think about what the bulk of her audience is, like 13, 14 year old girls. And those girls get pregnant, and those girls could use a little latex in their life too. Because, well, pregnant and venereal diseases. So
I've always said, if you use it, you know, if you make condoms into a fashion icon, more people will use it just because the same reason that people buy certain brands of lube or sex toys or you know, certain the concept of like leather or this concept of using like condoms or I'm sorry, dildos or vibrators catch on in popularity and can have positive ramifications on a whole population. I salute Lady Gaga. I think this is fantastic. You know, I was a big fan before, but I am ecstatic and enthusiastic about what she's doing. I hope that Madonna, I was expecting her to drop from the ceiling for the Grammys. I was disappointed that she wasn't.
I almost expected Madonna to come out of that egg.
Yeah.
And be like,
what did you expect?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I was a little bit disappointed by Lady Gaga's performance. I think she was great. I think she sang great. But she did, you know, the same shtick. She went up to the piano, which was an organ this time. Mm-hmm. And it had these weird heads on it, which was strange. But then she played a little, and then she stopped. And then, you know, I was a little bit underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I think the egg was kind of a neat idea. I think that not the condom outfits, the latex outfits was a neat idea. But I just, like, you cannot top her killing herself.
last year.
Yeah, well, last year was like, I was sitting there like, literally, like, when the commercial came out, I was like, what did I just see? It was like crazy, and I don't know how she could top that.
It was hard to top, and the thing that reminded me of, I'm watching on YouTube right now, is the abominable Dr. Phoebs with Dr. starring Vincent Price, and the whole thing starts off with him playing an organ the same way that like Lady Gaga was playing that organ. So I was just like, it's gonna turn into a horror fest, but alas, it didn't.
For me, as a person who spent a good 10 years of his life putting on crazy metal outfits, dressing up in drag, wearing next to nothing in front of audiences in Texas and in the Southwest.
Who's that?
Me.
Really?
Before, you know.
I'm teasing,
but
sweetie.
I'm saying, as somebody who went through all that stuff, and it to me it's terribly inspiring and wonderful and joyful to see an individual do very much the same thing that my friends and my peers were doing 20 years ago and make a career of it and have it be embraced by popular culture in such a big way, I think is, it gets me out of bed in the morning. And it, to you know, Martian DeLellis, who's was on the show a week ago, he said to me in a beautiful way, listening to Lady Gaga's Born This Way was like getting reacquainted with an old friend.
Aww.
Well, who's the old friend?
Madonna. And because express yourself. Because
I'm just making light of it because I think we're reading so much into it.
Well, I think this is the whole point of the show is to talk about this. But the thing about express yourself was it was a battle cry for young LGBT people in the United States to say, speak out about who you are. Silence equals death. Action equals life. And we need to hear your voices. And the internet has given us the tools to express ourselves. So now Lady Gaga is taking it one step further and say, you know what? This is something that's intrinsic. That is a part of you. That is an inseparable part of you. And being born this way means that Your crazy, freaky, outsider self is an asset. It is part of who you are, and it's something to be celebrated and cherished like a queen's diamond.
Now go express yourself.
And express yourself on FeastOfFun.com.
I think it's a great song. And let's not forget what Madonna did with that song Express Yourself. If you remember the video, she totally ripped off Michael Jackson and kept grabbing her crotch. That was the first time we saw anyone else grab their crotch.
Mm-hmm. Besides Michael Jackson.
Right, exactly. Michael Jackson started that. And then Madonna started doing it in her Express Yourself video. And I remember the big controversy on TV, like, Madonna is like grabbing her genitals and that video, remember?
Mm-hmm. And now Lady Gaga's next in naked.
She didn't grab her stuff, did she? She didn't grab her junk.
This is the criticism about Lady Gaga is that she gets criticized for being too sterile, like a hospital bed with latex, and that it would be nice to see her like humping or bumping and grinding somebody.
But she's not like this. Like Madonna was very sexual. She encourages people to be who they are and have the sex that they want to have. But what if she says, like, she doesn't have sex.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's trying. She's not going for the sexual thing. Mm-hmm. She's going for the avant-garde artsy. Mm-hmm.
Listen, to me, I'm just like, if I were doing what Lady Gaga does, what she does is what I would be doing. So to me, it's like, if you love me as an individual, listeners, Fausto, you can see on our website, FeastOfFun.com, pictures of me, Tracy, Tyler, and Mark, all dolled up, looking like Lady Gaga on the cover of Vogue, which the makeup was done by Tracy Tyler. Mm-hmm. We look fabulous.
It's a Feast of Fun on Vogue. Yes. On the cover of Vogue.
Strike a pose. There's nothing to it. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. Vogue.
We're on Vogue.
Well, somebody didn't have a very good weekend. And it was some gay people on a cruise.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
In the U.S. Virgin Islands. The whole cruise ship was this is a U.S. drug marshals or who exactly?
Well, it was.
What happened?
Atlantis Cruises, they rented the Allure of the Seas, a boat to throw one of their. It was been billed as the biggest gay cruise ever on the ship, the Allure of the Sea, which is now. People are joking, calling it the Allure of the Sleaze. So they've got like 5,000 gay men on this boat. Somebody got caught with drugs. And so they were like, where did you get the drugs? And so he ratted out his dealer. So they raided this guy. He's from WeHo.
The dealer was on the cruise?
He was on the cruise. Oh, yeah. His name is Barry Krumholtz. He was not only on
alleged
dealer. He not only was he on the cruise, but he had taken pre-orders to figure out who wants what kind of drugs so he could bring them with him. They were in port at the U.S. Virgin Islands, and so they raided his cabin. And while the Drug Enforcement Agency was inside of his cabin, there was a knock on the door, and there was still more people looking to buy more drugs.
Yeah, while they were raiding his cabin, the marshals were raiding his cabin and looking for evidence. Two people were like,
here to pick up our order of cocaine or whatever.
So it was like meth, it was coke, ecstasy.
How did he get on the ship with all those drugs?
It left from embarkation from the U.S.
Okay, I got the first joke for it. Ready?
What's that?
So St. George said a lot of the people, when they were making all the arrests on the ship, were tossing their pills and drugs overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, they said that the seafood at the U.S. Virgin Islands is excellent. Adio mio.
Adio mio.
What?
Jorge San Jorge.
Drug boat soon will be making another run.
Set your course for ecstasy.
Your mind on some ecstasy.
Can we be a little honest here? And drugs won't hurt anyone unless you abuse them. So
wait, you have an open sore.
let me ask you this. Like, I've never been on a gay cruise, but are they a big, like, I heard that there's a lot of sex that goes on them.
Oh my God.
It's Steamworks at Sea.
But I've heard either. I've heard both. I've heard that the gay cruises are a bunch of couples that are prudish and they're trying to give up airs and be pretentious. And then I've also heard that on the bear cruises and stuff, that it's just nothing but sex everywhere.
You got to be careful on the bear cruise, though. You don't want to get them all on one side of the boat.
Don't be
what?
Mean.
What? What?
What?
No, bears are. There's big cubs people. Too. There's cubs too.
Well, did you say a cub cruise? Did you say an otter cruise? No, you said a bear cruise.
Bear cruise, baby.
You know? I love me some bears.
I love bears too.
I love bears. I love those.
You
bears.
Used to
I like
consider meat. Yourself a bear, didn't
no.
you?
No.
A cub?
Nobody ever considered me a bear.
A bearette.
But I lady used to, like, I used to go to bear night at Touche, mm-hmm. and I used to, like, try to pick up mm-hmm. some of those bears, but those boys didn't want anything to do with me. I do regret, there was this one guy that I dated, and he was a probation officer, and he was hot, and I really liked him, and I was such a jerk to him, and he was like, you know, you push everybody away and everything, and I still think about him. I think about him.
What was his name? What was his first
no,
name?
No, I'm not going to say
long name. Lost. What is this, Oprah? Like, we're reuniting a long lost love?
We get you guys together.
Tracy, I want to hear about...
I would turn gay for him again if I...
Egypt, your so Egyptian lover, are you going to get back together with him now that you have that on the internet, now that Egypt is liberated?
My Egyptian boyfriend?
Yes.
I just talked to him today, and he was at work on his computer, and he was dressed all in a suit and everything, and I made a joke. I said, oh, you've got your work clothes on, you hung up your revolutionary clothes. Because when the revolutionary thing was going on, boy, he wasn't shaving, and he was in ripped up and dirty t-shirts, and...
So like a he bomb. Was,
yeah,
well, that's part of the reason guy. They have this big revolution, right? It's because there's so many jobless youth. They're like, we need work, we need jobs.
Well, he's a lawyer, so his business,
there's not a lot of money in revolution.
Yeah. Well, no, there's not a lot of money. You know, he goes to work every day, and you know, he works for a firm, but I don't know. I mean, he's always complaining. Oh, there's no job, no work, no cases mm-hmm. for him to take on and stuff. But no.
So what's the future of Egypt right now, Tracy? From a perspective of a trans woman him? Who lives in the suburbs of Chicago.
Well, no, I just know from him.
The most informed.
It's slowly getting back to normal there. It's still not normal. It's going to take 6 months to rewrite the constitution. They've thrown out the constitution. The military is running the country.
The military said that they're going to return control of the country to the next democratically elected leader.
Right.
That could be 30 years.
No. They're rewriting the constitution mm-hmm. right now. So it'll take 6 months, they said. And then the election is in September. And I asked him, I said, well, how do you know this time is going to be a legitimate election? He said, for sure.
Believe me,
it will be. Yeah. He said,
they don't dare.
Yeah, now, exactly. That's what he was saying.
Are they going to be living under that Sharia law?
What's the Sharia law?
The Islamic law. Did the Muslim Brotherhood take over? Is it all going to be like
no,
Muslim law?
You know, I asked him about the Muslim secular? Brotherhood, and he said he didn't know anything about it.
My Sharia law.
I have a feeling that...
Pretty as a summer's day.
I have a funny feeling, Stevie.
My Sharia law. Don't bring that over this way.
I have a feeling that the U.S. media just was like making a big deal about some kind of thing like that. I don't know.
Well, I think
that
with the Muslim, really they just weird. Call it the Brotherhood over there. They don't call it the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, can dear Egyptian listeners who are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, why don't you make it the Muslim Fellowship?
Yeah,
the word brotherhood
sounds scary, right?
It's sinister sounding, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Muslim conspiracy.
It sounds like, you know, the mafia brotherhood.
Okay, listen to this. Okay, ready? The Fellowship of Bunnies. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. That
happy.
Would be perfect.
Okay.
Happy and fresh.
But you want confident.
But listen to this alternative. The Brotherhood of the Bunnies.
That sounds sinister and backwards.
I could imagine like their leader is Lady Bunny.
Hi there, everyone. It's me, Lady Bunny, in a burka.
I love Lady Bunny. Mm-hmm.
I love Lady Bunny. She's so crazy. I want Lady Bunny to come out with a video that combines... Latex, Lady Gaga, Egypt.
And an egg.
Just for fun.
I was thinking about a new drag name today. I was going to have Lady in it. I was going to call it Lady McCum Dumpster.
You know, salute to Lady Gaga. We had so much fun putting on all this makeup. The photos, if you guys go to the website, feastoffun.com, you can see the photos. They're insane looking. It, you know, I think this is a really good thing. It's a good sign. I want to see more people in costumes, more people in crazy things all the time, and just be express yourself in the crazy, freaky way that you were born to be this way.
Yeah, because you were born this way. So
born to
so
be freaky.
Embrace it.
Born to be alive. Born to be alive. You know, it's interesting though how the Record Industry Association and Madonna's record label is going to react to this. If they're going to.
I don't think we've heard the end of this.
It's not the end of
it. And I think Lady Gaga knows that. I think she wants a little. And I think that she's probably prepared to say, okay, you can have a cut of the song. Big deal.
Well, what did we learn from Lady Gaga from her appearance with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes this week is that she has mastered the art of fame. Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means?
Mm-hmm. She's mastered
the art of constantly being... Mm-hmm. Getting publicity.
She knows what to have you people focus on and what not to focus on.
I can say, as a podcaster, and we cover a lot of obscure, unpopular cultural and celebrities and people who do things, I would still cover what Lady Gaga does, even if she wasn't the hottest thing in music right now. So... You know, I'm just happy that we actually...
You are a fan.
Well, I know. I'm a peer. I'm a peer. I remember Lady Gaga coming to Chicago and I was like, I don't want to hear about cabaret. They were promoting her as a cabaret artist from New York.
When Stephanie Germanotta
back about 5 or 6 years ago. And she was performing in open mic nights and they wanted like us to do stuff about it. And I was just like, I don't care about cabaret. Mm-hmm. I want people to be... To express themselves, you know?
And be so I crazy, think, to be wacky, to be colorful.
And like, for example, when Katy Perry first came on the scene, when she left her Christian fundamentalist roots and started releasing that album with I Kissed a Girl, I was very interested. And her publicist actually approached us to interview Katy Perry. And we said, yes, but we were out of town.
Something happened, and so we dropped the ball.
And so we messed up on that. And they were like, well, there's your opportunity to interview Katy Perry. That's out the window now. Mm-hmm. But I say, you know, for every Katy Perry and Lady Gaga that are out there, and Lady Gaga said this herself, there are thousands of you out there just waiting to be discovered by the world. We are waiting to discover you. We want you to tell us about you and how unique and fabulous you are. Go to feastoffun.com/fresh. Post your crazy videos. We want to highlight you. We depend on your interaction. We want to hear. You could be the next Tracy Tyler.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be fabulous, right? You know, I heard her in an interview, and she was saying that she was on tour with, and I feel like, you know, she was on tour with the Backstreet, or was it, no, New Kids on the Block.
Who was?
Lady Gaga.
As Stephanie Germanotta or as Lady Gaga?
As Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And when she was making her first CD, and she would sing every night the Poker Face and they would go crazy. And she said she would look at every single person in the front row and said, you're going to remember me. You're going to remember me. You're going to remember me. And then she
they didn't remember her for that.
And she said in the interview, and she said, and see, and they did. And they're like, well, okay, girl.
Well, how could you not at this point in time?
Well, listen, there's a lot of people that you don't remember, and it's certainly, she was not very remarkable back then.
No, and I think her first video that hit, like, YouTube, it was like somebody had posted it, and, you know, back then we had community forums, had posted it there, and it was like 5,000 views. And like, what do you guys think of this Lady Gaga? People are like, oh, I don't know. Well, I guess I kind of like her look. Yeah, it's a good song.
Well, you know what I thought when she first came out? I thought, God, that's so like 80s dance sounding. I'm like, that's not ever going to last. The 80s dance music is never going to come back.
You know what I really love as an artist, as a musician, is the 8-bit sound. You know, that her music sounds like it was generated by video games of the 1980s. I grew up as a kid, we would spend all our parents' money playing Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man, and Space Invaders. Mm-hmm. And like for me, a lot of these if you listen to the music that was created for these video games with real primitive electronic equipment, it's beautiful. I mean, the theme song to the video game Mappy or Super Mario Brothers, And then all that stuff is like really intricate and resourceful. And to me, like, Born This Way carries a lot of that inventiveness and quirkiness from the 1980s. I'm excited.
Just like fashion, like what's old is new again. And I don't think that's happened in music. I think music has like kind of progressed and it's gotten, you know, gotten more like newness, more newness, more newness. And then finally, like we're kind of reverting. And I don't think
you think it was reverting?
I totally know that it is because like Duffy, like, you know, that performer Duffy, she records with analog, analog tapes.
I don't think that recording with
a lot of people are doing that nowadays
is a good idea for anybody. Part of it is because it raises your expense.
Well, tell Duffy, like the multi-million dollar Grammy winner. They might be lying saying
that they're actually doing it that way, but in fact, they're not.
I think she is, and then they're turning it to digital because I think recording, they want that
you can record and hire the whole idea of recording in analog is ridiculous. Technically speaking, they may say they're doing it and it's like whatever, but it's like it's not going to change the sound of the music.
It changes your voice. When you have a really big voice, it's better to be recorded in analog than it is in digital. Because
let me explain this to you though. The electronic signal that's going onto that physical tape, that magnetic tape, that it's an analog process, is identical to what's going into your audio digital converter. The difference is that the converter, think of it as the frames of a film. If you have a faster moving film, you can record more information than what actually is there. An analog converter, which is what magnetic tape is not doing anything different than a high fidelity recording digital system is doing.
Well, you don't have to explain that to me. You can explain that to Duffy.
Well, I'm just saying. And there's a lot of these musicians.
I'm just telling you what I've read.
Honey,
about
there's
her.
Musicians out there that play on toy pianos. Okay,
exactly.
But it's not what's generating the sound. It's how it's being documented. It's how it's being recorded. This show, for example, is recorded in 48 bit, 48K. Sorry, I had a couple of cocktails here, but 48K as opposed to 44.1, which is what CDs come in. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we record it a little bit higher is because it gives us a little bit more wiggle room for engineering purposes.
And if you were listening to us on a reel-to-reel, we'd be talking some smooth love.
I know that when you have a big voice like Duffy does, she's the one that sings Mercy, that popular song that was one of her big hits. When you have a big voice, distortion on the analog is actually a good thing, but on digital, distortion is not good.
It's just a tweak away, honey. It's just a button.
Lower the volume, but anyways, you're wrong with that.
okay, whatever.
But let's talk about love. Today is
Valentine's Day. I almost forgot.
And I want to say how much I love Tracy Tyler and your enthusiasm, your ability to laugh at yourself, your sense of humor, your courage in expressing your sexual adventures, you're embracing your transgendered status, you're educating so many people. Hats off to Tracy Tyler, who is a landmark figure and a leader in transgendered rights movement in this country simply by being on the show and speaking her mind.
Oh, thank you. And I want to say that I love you from the bottom of my heart. for doing what you guys do every day and sometimes doing it to, you know,
you don't have to. Don't cry, Tracy.
She's crying.
As good as you guys do it and putting out the product that you guys put out and doing the research and really living this, breathing podcasting and the passion that you guys put into it and the knowledge that you guys have about it. And you guys are the forefathers of podcasting. I mean, you were doing podcasting when nobody even knew what that word was. And so I have such an admiration for you guys, and I have such an appreciation for you guys. And you guys do this with not a lot of feedback. You guys do it with not a lot of accolades back, and you've gotten some accolades, mm-hmm. but not enough. So
I'm still waiting for my Oscar.
I do appreciate you guys. So happy Valentine's to you guys. And you know what is so special about you guys is that it's so cute how you love each other so much. How you guys call each other baby and honey and everything. It makes me all mushy inside. It makes me wet.
How could I do this show without Mark?
How could I do the show without Foster? He does everything.
I know.
Let me tell you, it's
you
like
guys are great.
You know, I could not. As a 18-year-old gay boy, I always dreamed of having a boyfriend like Mark and somebody I could creatively and express myself to accept how I was born this way. And Mark makes it all funny, you know, and when I get too cerebral and I get too political or analytical, show is called Feast of Fun. It's about embracing joy, embracing the assets that you are, embracing the funny, ecstatic things that make you want to get out of bed in the morning. That's what this show is about. That's when it's in its heart. And for our listeners, like Angela and Ray Sato and Massimiliano Tursi and these wonderful people, Marsh and Delellis, who weigh in on the site, who post things. Tim in Brooklyn, New York, who has a gorgeous body.
you gotta throw that in there.
He's got a story to tell. I'm gonna get him on the show. One day he's gonna come on the show and tell his story.
Story,
fantastic,
yeah.
Fantastic
okay.
painter. Yes.
Story is it,
Seth
right?
Anderson.
No, he's got a story.
It's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Seth
okay.
Anderson in Arizona. to all our listeners who live in Los Angeles and in San Francisco and in Austin, Texas, New York City and in
Japan, Europe.
Vancouver, British Columbia, where anywhere there's a Steamworks, there's listeners.
It's true.
We really love you guys, and you make it so exciting and so much fun. Joel here in Chicago, the bodybuilder, to all these wonderful people who regularly listen, who we never get to see you. Mm. We never get to meet you. You seldom come to your lurkers. You don't come to the website. I want to say from the bottom of my heart how much I love you and how much your fandom, your listenership means to me personally.
Well, happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
All right. Here's your box of chocolates, Mark.
Are there any Valentine's songs? Oh, that My Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm. My Funny Valentine. Mark, why don't you talk about love a little bit?
What am I going to say about love? You want me to express myself? I didn't know the segment of the show was going to come.
It's about being born this way.
Oh, it's about more about being born.
It's more express yourself.
Love is keeping a warm heart and an open mind.
That's beautiful.
I heard that from the Dalai Lama.
Oh, I thought you saw that on a Hallmark card somewhere.
Yeah, same thing.
So what do you think her new album's going to be like?
I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was all like Madonna remakes?
I think she's going to throw some Air Supply in there, too.
With a little ray of sunshine.
So you got to give me those names because we're going to go on Tracy's profile and delete them from Tracy's Facebook account.
Oh.
Sorry, Patrick. Sorry, James. You guys suck.
Oh, Patrick, too?
Oh, listen. Yes. Keep the conversation going. Don't delete them. Keep the conversation going, people. Don't delete. Unify. Don't divide. Okay, promise me that. We're gonna leave you here with some fabulous music by Terry Lavelle, mm-hmm. his own version of Born This Way. Mm-hmm. We love it. Marsh and Delellis was the first person to tell us about it. It's still about 4,000 views on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Please tell your friends about it. It's produced by Ashford and Simpson. Born This Way. Tell them where you found about it. Mm-hmm. We love you and thank you so much for listening. Tracy Tyler.
Bye, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Be good to the one you love, like Feast of Fun.
And be good to the podcast you listen
yes.
to.
Yes. Be
or,
good to
listen,
everyone.
They are very good to us, okay?
They are, for the
what
most part.
The world needs now is love, sweet love.
It's just the thing.
That's oh my God.
Just the thing that of. There's just too little love.
You don't whatever. Know the words.
No, actually, I'm changing the words and the melody a little bit.
So you can not get sued by Burt
Bacharach. Well, I can sue it. To sell it myself. Mm. Fausto's new single.
I was born this way.
Did we get too negative? Gagas. I think we may have got too
don't
negative.
Don't be a queen. Be
call those bitches out.
Yeah, Mark, don't be a drag. Be a queen.
Be a queen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not amused.
Okay, be a queen, girl. Hey, girl.
Don't hide yourself in regret. Just love yourself and you're set.
Long
I'm on the right track, baby.
But it needs to start with your head.
Born this way.
I was born this way.
What happens when you're not in bed?
I was born this way.
Isn't it funny how you could take her lyrics and just put them to any melody?
You could, you know, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Baba Black Sheep had a shiny wool, yes sir, yes sir, three bags full is the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Think is about it? That, people.
Mm-hmm. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo is 1, 2, 3, 4 in Sanskrit. That's how old that song is.
Well, isn't three blind mice the same as something else, too?
Three well hung trannies.
I think your mind just exploded. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you're still listening by this point.
And share the show on Facebook.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Happy Valentine's.
My daddy even beat me. But I prayed at night for some change. And wake up every morning just the same. I was born this way. And it's not your problem. It's not your fault. God made me. And it's okay. So don't try and change me. I was born this way. Down.